Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith, and I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house. I'm joined by my little mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy?
Still batting 100, Jacob. Oh, 2 for 2 on the comeback tour.
How good was it?
Well done, mate. You're doing very well. Sips heaps normal. That's probably why, actually. Hasn't been drunk for the last two recordings.
And yeah, a non-alcoholic. I don't think we've done a boozy recording in a while.
Well, we haven't done a recording in a while. So, yeah, fair enough. But also, yeah, great to be back. Thanks for having me back in the shed.
No worries,
great to be back with you. So good to be back. Like, we were excited to record the last episode. We did it. We had a really good time. We hit and go, oh, fuck, that felt good. You know, we're back in the saddle. Mm-hmm. But, man, all the people that hit us up to our Instagram, SmutClub1990, saying how excited they were going to be back. It was the most bizarre feeling ever of going like, oh, because we kind of stopped and we're like, you know, do people even listen to this? Who gives a fuck if we stop?
Yeah.
And then to come back and just have a barrage of people sharing shit to their story, being like, they're back. And I'm like, how do you know who I am?
But you know, we'll ask it. I was doing this because the last couple of episodes, if you go back, I was going, hey, if you like it, just reach out and tell us, like, give me the boost. And then we had to quit? Yeah. We had to quit until you're fucking beggars.
Gotta play hard to get with these people. But, man, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back.
Yes.
Welcome back to the shed, everyone. Your little boys are happy to see you.
It's so good to be with you all. Now, Peter, I've got a little treat here for you today.
Oh, the picture magazine.
That's right. And we're going to read it and we're going to release it as a podcast. Now, so I've got a little treat here. We know this one, this magazine, but something arrived in the mail.
A cease and desist letter.
Many. It's a class action from Boxy. No. So we've pretty much run dry of the original series that is from the Deadman's House. All right.
Yep.
Now I have gone onto the internet. You might be familiar with it. It's brought you such hits as www. Right.
Yep. Dot gov.
Yeah.
A classic.
Huge. .orgs.
Massive. .orgs.
.biz. By the wayside, retro.
Dot biz.
Dot biz.
What was that? What was a dot biz?
Dot biz. That was just business. Dot biz. B-I-Z. You don't know. You never went to a dot
really?
Biz.
Really? Was there a dot, like dot biz for what business? I don't know. I don't know this.
Yeah, you used to have like dot TV, dot biz.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah.
What a crazy
dot
world.
.co. There used to be a dot .co for a bit. Anyways. Give us an email if you've been on the internet.
So anyways. And if you don't, we'll fucking leave you again.
Anyways, so yeah, I went on the eBay and I looked it up and there are the picture magazines on there, right? I already knew their existence and I did something that I have never ever done. I bid. Now, I've only ever done buy it now. I bid on a magazine. I bid on an item.
Was there no option to buy now?
No. Otherwise, I would have taken it. I would have gone through the fucking rigmarole of bidding on something.
Yeah.
A 99's Australian Pornography Magazine, which is akin to suicide, right? I wouldn't have fucking done that with my life because I've got better things to do.
So when you put your first bid, how long was left?
Like 3 or 4 days.
Wow. Yeah, okay, go on.
I've never bid. I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Right? It was like $15.50. So I went, okay, $16.50. It's like, give me an email because you're the highest bidder. Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay. I'm like, surely no one else is
going on? And then I got this email and it's like, your item ends in 5 minutes. I'm like, fucking, I forgot about this thing. And someone's outbid me.
Really?
So then, yeah.
I thought you would have gotten an email saying you'd been outbid.
Well, yeah, it's like you've been outbid and then it ends in 5 minutes or whatever. I remember the outbid thing was like, I've got a, when I loaded up the page and it was in red, like counting down how long left. It was like 5 minutes. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I still don't know what I'm doing. So I'm just raising it by a dollar. And then this fucking, there must be some other cunt. Maybe it's a listener to this podcast. There's a real niche thing to be sat on there and I'm just outbidding this other dude. Anyways.
But we got the magazine, Shane Gibson. Fuck you. Shout out. One of the great listeners.
So here we
go.
In front of you, we have the Picture Magazine, number 431, December 11th, 1996. There
wow,
you go,
that's
Petey
in
boy.
Fantastic.
It is
condition.
In fantastic. Fantastic, Nick. Now, I realized too that my account is linked into my Google account, and I didn't really. I normally only order things like mounts for camera stands and like, you know, mag things for like business things off eBay. But now someone who lives in Everton Park in Queensland, which is a few suburbs over from here, knows my full name and where I live. And
oh,
I'm buying
wow.
this. So that's, yeah, that's concerning.
Is Everton Park is really close.
Really close. We've driven through it many times.
Could you not have just gone and picked it up?
I would have rather have cut myself.
Like, actually, yeah, that what a fucking ridiculous suggestion.
And you know how cheap I am, right? Yeah obviously. It was $10 postage for like a 5 minute drive. And I just, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or he said, you can pick up, but I actually, you know what? He's got a heap on sale. Do you reckon next time we buy through him again, you come with me, we mic up, and that's part of the podcast? But we don't tell them we're recording. Is that
terrifying? But yeah, I mean, it'd be great listening. What do you see as the man? What do you picture?
Sexist.
It, 'cause he's a man.
Sexist.
But I just see, like,
could be a Sheila.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not.
It's not.
It's a man.
But in my head, it's like tidy whities, socks on, and then like a trench coat.
Yeah.
And a big scraggly beard.
Yeah.
And he's got tomato sauce in his chest hair.
So, me.
Yeah.
Yeah. His head's almost exactly like me.
Yeah. No, but he's a big, chunky,
Papa Chonk Jock and you got.
Yeah, he's had a few Ferrero Rochers in his day. A few Red Rooster rolls in my head. But this is a different. The magazine, to the touch, is very, a very different experience. Mm, mm.
Well, this one isn't haunted, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
It isn't retrieved from a
mere mortal that passed. But this is very exciting. So, what year was this? 93, the original magazine?
Yes, this is 93.
And so this is 3 years after. So
now I have had a peruse through.
Oh goodness!
But this is starting to get into the realm of it's cool. It's not just funny. It's cool. So I'm worried. But I think, like, I look.
Oh, you're worried this isn't going to be that funny and it's just going to be kind of exciting.
Well, yeah. See, there's heaps of them on there that I could buy from, like, in the 2000s. I think we cut it off at, obviously the 90s, right? Yeah. Maybe we'll run out of them and we have to go up to 2003, which was still part of the 90s, quite famously. The 90s went from 99 to 2003.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone knows that, obviously. If you don't, you're a fucking idiot. But I worry because the centerfold, I looked at the centerfold in this and I thought, oh, hold on. Bit of blood rush. And I thought, hold on. See, that's, look at that. You're opening that right now. That's not bad, isn't it?
That's
compared to what we had before, where it's like a bunch of Sheilas pretend to play cricket.
Yeah, no, it's very different. I mean? That's a very different experience.
That's quite glamorous.
Yeah, no, it's a that is sort of what you picture in your mind when you think nudie mag.
Yeah, that's more of a dirty mag, but this seems
silly. We'll see. How much did you pay for this?
if my business partner Kale is listening, I'd like you to tune out now. $25 delivered. And welcome back, Kale.
Oh, that's okay. I'll tell you what, though, this does have a sword on the back of it.
Yes, I saw.
So that's a sign of life. Mm. A bit of hope on the back page. Anyway, I'll put the new magazine there. We've got that to look forward to because we do have more in this.
Yes, we do.
Original magazine. We haven't picked an article yet, Jacob. But you're flicking through right now.
I've got something in mind.
Oh.
Now, I think that this one would be fantastic because this segment is called Says You. Do you remember what Says You is?
Says You, is that reader submitted stories?
It is reader submitted stories. Not stories necessarily, but just a mixed bag. So remember how they have My Funniest Fuck? That's yeah. resubmitted bullshit, which we've already covered with Kel Balnames yeah, in yeah. Adelaide. But this one is Says You, and it says, send us jokes, cartoons, funny poems, sorry, hell, anything, and we'll send you a T-shirt of whom?
Tiger Woods.
Darren Hampster. Fuck. Close. Send them to Says You, the picture, GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales, 2001. And the reason I want to do this one is because I think it's nice. Like I've glanced at it. I've just seen a slur. that's not even a lie. But we're getting, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you want to have a look at it? Don't say it.
Whoop. Oi.
Hello.
They've used it as a last name. Yeah. That's very funny and awful. Wow. Yeah, no, good. All right, let's get stuck in.
An outdated slur, but still, bit of stink on it.
Yeah.
All right. So I thought this would be a good one because we can take turns and we're not diving in because we're at the dregs now. I don't want to do a whole article. It's going to be shit.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah, get into it. Are we just going to take it, read a submitted thing at a time, I suppose?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Okay. It says here, from the letterbox here, it says, a truth reader writes... Now, until recent months, I cannot claim to have been a regular purchaser of the picture. However, I would like to compliment you on your coverage of the various nude beauty contests. Although it is surprising that a more expanded pictorial coverage of the contestants is not extended long after the event is over. More full frontals of each girl standing would be an asset to it.
I love how this is written.
Yeah.
I love how formally he's putting essentially this sentence. G'day, mate. So you've been covering some shit with nude shielders and you're not including as many nude shielders as I'd like.
Yeah.
Give us a bit more next time, hey?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the I've had the Whitman sampler, but I would love to really get expose on the Choc Tops.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd love to go. Yeah. Let's go all in. I've had a little bit. He's had the box of Cadbury favourites. Now just like a shitload of Moro bars.
Yeah.
And like a shitload of Mars bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wants to delve.
He's saying, dear Picture Magazine, I'd love a bit more to come to.
I also like the idea where he said, what's he going to get?
It'd be a great asset. I like that as well.
And your pictorial coverage of various nude beauty contests. I love the idea that he's got this stupid cunt. He's got his tidy white, his cum stains all in the front of him, and this stained singlet. And then he's popped on like a little tie and glasses and combed his little comb over, and he's on the typewriter. But like, serious business time. Your pictorial coverage. Fucking idiot.
Also, while I'm here, I want more pictures of Spider-Man.
It says, more full frontals of each girl standing would be an asset to it. Such an extension purely... Oh, shit, sorry. This cunt. Such an extension surely is preferable to you financially and to readers than the studio/stage photographs of girls, often in seaside garb, in tedious, ungainly, unflattering poses that too often are certainly not enticing or provocative to most readers. Fuck.
Oh, I see what he's saying. So he's going like, hey, can we do less staged glamour shots and just get him fucking hanging out the back?
You reckon? Well,
a bit of candid, just fucking get him, just point and click.
Well, I think he's saying
there.
At the various nude contests, I think he's saying, look, they're already out there.
Yeah.
Loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just snap a few more and then let's go, right, here's Shirley. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Rather than here's Shirley, trapped in a fishnet.
Yeah.
Playing the trumpet.
Which is a fair point.
Which could be in
it's
any of these magazines.
Absolutely a fair point.
You know when they tart them up with all that stuff? You know, they give them all the props and go, hey, go down to the sea and do this
yeah.
and blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they make them hold a phone to their... What?
A clam cam.
The clam cam.
I think you would find it's called.
I forgot about the clam cam. That's like episode 3 or something. Clam cam, put Smoo on view.
Yeah, well, I mean, fair enough, you know. I understand where he's coming from. I'll continue.
His dick.
Yeah.
That's I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, no, that is nice fair enough. Yeah. I'll continue on here. So, yeah, it'd be more provocative to most readers to have blah, 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 blah. The picture with its article, A Star Is Porn, and very clever, and the Australasian Post with a sensual side of porn. What's that mean?
Tell me again.
The Australasian Post...
Yeah.
With its sensual side of porn. What does that...
Don't
I don't know what that means. Are two examples of a field which could often be a feature of your publication. A publication in Melbourne, Vic, called Truth, has a weekly section where it reviews X-rated videos. Oh.
Oh.
Sounds like us. A pictorial review of such videos and the making of them could be interwoven with appropriate information to be an advisable guide for many in foreplay and intercourse. And perhaps the well, there's no point in you finding out how to do roots. You're not going to be doing any, I must admit. So a guide for many in foreplay and intercourse, and perhaps the afterglow, even if it is published in a sealed section.
Yeah, right. Do you know the sealed section?
No.
So they'd have a sealed section in the middle of the magazine.
I do remember this, and you would pull it apart and it'd be like secret-y.
Well, yeah, it's just so you couldn't peruse it at the... Like when you have a sealed magazine at the news agency, so it's like it can be sold, but it's like, wow, yeah. This is R18.
Right, yeah.
And you know this one, the new one, by the way, you notice that says R on the front? 18 yeah. plus, whereas these are all 15. I reckon there's something in that. We'll come back to
Very
that.
Very interesting. Yeah, so the sealed sections would be the rudest bits, yeah. is what you're saying. Wow, okay.
Real rude, yeah.
Very interesting. Okay, well, good to know.
Does this cunt have more to say?
Huh?
Does this cunt have more to say?
This cunt does have more to say, as you very eloquently put. Oh, yeah, sealed section. Most teenagers learn similar information at school. It does seem to me that many women are not really pleased with their partners in sex.
Sir, Mr. Johnson, I understand the pictorial coverage.
Yeah, of us revolving around the sun.
Obviously.
And I understand that there is a certain gravitational pull that comes with an atmosphere, but...
If I could just see a whole lot more of Uranus.
I'd love to see...
And any tits if you got them.
Yeah, and some tits. And Pluto would be... Pluto is a planet. I know it's small. Yeah.
It is? All right.
Yeah, size does not matter.
And how do I do foreplay?
And how do I... Yeah, so could you...
Show us on that Bunsen burner.
Got any photos of Mutt?
Sir, quick one. Photos of Mutt, where?
So their honest, candid comments on the intimate details of foreplay and intercourse they enjoy would, I believe, be a source of keen interest. Yeah, right. So yeah, getting Sheila's to tell you what they like. Fair enough.
Okay.
But do make it factual, or it will promptly fail dismally. This fucking wanker. Crude and pun-laden comments have no place in such articles. Whoa! Oh, put your foot down, cunt. Together with the above two aspects of your choice of pictures, could a couple be included, perhaps monthly, Hang on, here we go.
I'm still stuck on the pun thing.
No, this is good. So, hey, okay, if we're going to do this, we don't need crude puns. Together with the above two... I can't believe the change of tone this is taking here. Ready?
Okay.
Together with the above two aspects of your choice of pictures, could a couple be included, perhaps monthly, of Formula One motor racing? And a Formula 500 motorcycle racing? They are races which attract a large number of viewers on TV. And it's such races when held. What? What?
Is this going over the page?
Yeah, it's going over the page.
Jesus Christ. Remember what I said before about how we're not going to put all our eggs in one basket? I've severely misunderstood this.
He just wants two things. I want a few more candid shots of the Sheila's walking down there. And I want to know about Michael Schumacher. I want to know. It's really hard to gain access to these things. You know, the internet is sort of in its infancy stage, and I don't know where to go. Do I go to .biz? Do I go to .... Do I go to a .gov? I just want to know how fast they go.
And I don't want a pun in there. I don't want to hear things like Need for Speed. I don't want to... Yeah. It's the article's called Burning Rubber, and then it's got a condom reference. I don't want any of those puns because I can't come. There's a pun. What?
He continues.
Oh, this fucking cunt.
Another sport is Australian rules football, which attracts large crowds in the southern states. Some surf / life-saving carnivals. Even Wimbledon tennis.
Hold on, he was against beachy attire before. Anyways, go on.
Crazy. The crude, pun-laden articles that you consistently include are really not entertaining or informative and are not an asset or complimentary to your publication at its price. Oh, and I love this. Ready? They've written back. Thank you for your fucking interesting letter.
I love these cuts because can I just say? Can I just say, categorically, he's objectively speaking. I mean, the podcast wouldn't exist if his wishes came to fruition, right?
Yeah.
But he's right. He's going, hey, what you're publishing is fucking nonsense, garbage, pun-laden, you know, biker, big broke, you know, bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Chonka, 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 youch. Well, that's all we're talking about. Yeah, I do love that.
Got a hamster as a fucking journalist.
Yeah.
I'm not here for any of it.
Yeah.
I want to see nerd sheilas and maybe could we have a bit more sport?
Yeah, that's it. A very, very reasonable request, even though he's...
He's written it like a wanker.
Yeah, obviously.
I can tell he's a fucking loser.
It's kind of, you know, looks down his nose at McDonald's and says, oh, that's not fine dining. You go, well, of course it's not, mate. It's fast food. And this is the McDonald's of porn, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, continue on. What have they said back?
That's really it. Thank you for your fucking interesting letter, Arthur J. Clarke from Gippsland, Victoria. That's it.
Arthur J. Clarke. Isn't that a famous author? Arthur Clarke.
I mean, it sounds like it would be, but...
Wonderful.
So that's the end of Arthur's little contribution there, which was very, very funny.
That was very good.
There's another says you in there, mate, which I think is going to be, by the looks of it, leading into those three pretty graphic mutt shots.
Well, there's actually one over here. There's two over here that I'm going to see if I can get away from the mutt shots, leaving you stuck with them here. It says this one.
Oh, no, not the mutt shots. Oh, no, I hate looking at them. They freak me out. Something ferocious. Oh.
Stop it.
Because I look at it and go, well, that's obviously a bum. I love a bum. That's funny. Bums are funny. They fart. You can sit on them. You can kick them. And then I get closer. I go, that bum's little. Oh, no.
Yeah, right. I'm blushing so much because we're in the basement of this burger joint and there are staff here. I'm just.
Oh, I love bums.
All right.
And I hate mutts.
Okay. This one here, it says, picture this. Angst-ridden. Ah, fuck. Already tell this is going to be. I'm going to have to read something fucked here. Okay, hold on. It says, angst-ridden Chinese artist. All right, make a bet right now. Is there going to be something racist in the next look? How much text there is? An inch. Do you reckon there's going to be something racist in this?
I think there's going to be two.
Okay,
things.
Fuck. Angst-ridden Chinese artist Wu Xiaoshang fled China after the fucking horrible 1989 crackdown. He ended up in Austria, where he was commissioned by a bank to make a sculpture out of money. He made an apple. You can see there's a big golden apple there.
Mm-hmm.
Out of coins. Money is the devil of our time, said Wu. I was thinking of Adam and Eve. Obviously, the problem here, readers, is that Wu should have been thinking of women's breasts. Then he wouldn't have created such a boring work of art. Sorry.
You know, in retrospect, that really could have been peppered up with a bit of rice.
Yeah, that was just... Here you go. It's shit. It should be tits, not an apple. Sorry. All right. Well, that's pretty underwhelming. So I've got a bit of
word count.
Yeah,
reaching there.
In there. That's not even resubmitted, so that's good. Here we go. This one's cheap drunks, and then I'll hand it over to you for the final section.
Yeah, great.
Says here. This
wait. What's the final section again? No.
We've got three men here. It says, this is my hubby Chris on his 25th birthday. He celebrated... shit. He celebrated by shaving his head.
Oh.
Says...
what a fun guy.
Well, happy birthday to me.
Oh, fuck. Everyone's around him. Oh,
really Shane's going into the really birthday cake.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Imagine the Queen's Jubilee celebration on telly. Imagine seeing Queen Elizabeth II. Shave this bitch. Imagine shaving Queen Elizabeth just in the shave head. Imagine, I'm going to pay everything ever to be able to do that live on telly. That's the most bizarre thing to do. Just
yeah, to go, shave her head. But also like to...
Not harm her in any way.
To just sort of run up to her in the way that like... I go like it looks like an assassination attempt. They go, oh, fuck. Oh, what? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Shave a big reverse mohawk.
That's not good. Obviously, that's bad. So that's still a crime. You've done something bad there. I'm glad you haven't killed her, but I'm fucking perplexed as why you've done that. I just wanted to look different than the money.
Now you have to alter all the money. Ah, fuck. It's going to cost us billions to reprint.
People whiten out all the coins. Fucking hell.
So yeah, he celebrated by shaving his head. And it's a man who, there's no way he's 25, and he's drinking a bottle of Bundy rum.
Oh, he might be 25.
Have a look. Shaved head. So yeah, he's definitely had a birthday.
Yeah.
And that's Christine Love from Petrie in Queensland. That's very nearby. It's probably a unique enough name for us to look it up too, but
I could believe that he's
25.
Just like Bundy drinkers, man, age doesn't matter. Like, based on how you look, you could be, yeah, you could be 14 and look 45.
I see you've taken the magazine. It's like almost like you're going to read something and try to throw me in the shit with the mutt section. But okay, go for it. You can read the magazine.
No, I'd love to. Has she said something here? Have I missed something? So, Sandra Warden.
Here we go. Cheap Drunk says this one.
Yep. So, Sandra Warden from Happy Valley, SA, sent in this shot of her Butte hubby. And it's another photo of a bloke. And he's got, looks like he's wearing denim overalls. And they've written on his torso, but it can't be sort of distinguished. Got you at last. Oh, it says got you at last. Nah, it's all covered up, but it says got you at last. So
it's sometime revenge. Yeah, yeah.
Bit of revenge. And then the other one is a photo of.
Does that have a caption?
Yeah, that was the sent in this shot of a butte.
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah.
And then this one has two blokes. They're on the beach. One bloke is asleep on the beach. The other bloke is also asleep, but he's buried in the sand up to his head. And it says, a woman's revenge.
I hope no one shaves him.
No, I fucking hope not. A woman's revenge on a chauvinistic pig. I should have buried his head as well, says Kerry Blackie from Mount Isa, Queensland.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting. It is a very weird vengeance.
Yeah, so he's been a chauvinistic pig. So he said, oh, you know, you guys... You shielders, you can't run as fast as us, eh? Mm. With your big breasts, eh? Anyway, I'm going back to the fuck. I'm in the sand.
Anyways, I'm going to take a nap standing up in the sand. Now yeah. I hope no one digs a hole around me and puts me in the gun. All right.
So there's that. Okay, now we're on to the moodies. So
let's take turns. We'll split the mortgage.
Okay. Okay. Oh no, I think there might be two more actually, and there's the pink box, part of the pun, over here that's got all the mortgage stuff. But I think there's another story different to it.
Okay.
So homies, the royals and tits.
Mm-hmm. Fuck if they find the home. If they bring up the queen. I'm a fit.
I find the home girls section incredibly horny. Thank you for your honesty. Also, I hope you will try to include more rear view pictures. Like the picture of Melissa's magnificent ass in the June 30 issue. That is an ass that would turn on a totem pole.
What?
I think the reason the homegirls are such a turn on is that although they sometimes look slightly awkward.
Shit. Isn't that true? Should see the homegirls in these articles. They look like a deer in the headlights. Oh, fuck! Like yeah, getting out of the shower. Oh, shit.
You got nice tits, nice ass, but she don't know what to do with her hands. Anyway.
Trying to put them in her pockets. So it's just on her hips.
Like halfway up her torso?
Yeah.
That's really uncomfortable. You look like a double teapot.
One in a shirt in a breast pocket and one in a back pocket. Just like a fucked naked teapot.
Jacinta, you look great, but stop doing a thumbs up. You look fucking stupid.
I like how they look. Yeah. The homegirls, they look kind of slightly awkward. Just go, you, like playing with Beyblades.
Keep winking. They look slightly awkward. Everyone can see they are real women enjoying themselves and not just professional models flashing tits and fanny for a living. By the way, I couldn't get a decent look at Fergie's beautiful boobs under the cheek cross. So what about a spread showing us her tits in all their glory? And if you have a good one of her buttocks bared to the breeze, let's have that for good measure.
Oh,
yeah, thanks,
everyone.
Jim from Gladstone, Queensland.
No, from Gladstone.
But we don't have any better shots of Fergie's tits. Try Women's Day. In the meantime, there's another bunch of horny homies hanging in the back of this hairy mag. Bit of fun. On to the mootage. Big nipples, hairful Horatios, and nude smooths debut. Oh, Depp. Sorry. Pardon me.
Did it say Depp?
D-E-P-T. Depp Department.
department.
But it doesn't have the dot. Like, it's short.
Oh, is it grammatically incorrect? Well, I never.
Yeah.
This is the fucking magazine that publishes typos. But yeah, go
on. So big nipples, hairful Horatios, and nude smooths department. The seconds are ticking away as we uncover Australia's most hirsute, hairless, and hover-sized girlies things.
Let me have a look at that. What does it say? Where?
At the top.
Most hirsute and hover-sized. What the fuck's hover-sized? Hirsute, hairless. So like, right, the hairiest and then the least hair. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. Now, most professionals would edit that out.
You don't know what gonna means.
What?
You said I'm gonna sneeze after you sneezed first time.
Yeah, but I said gonna as
well. I'm gonna sneeze. Shoo! I'm gonna sneeze. No, you've done that like it's gonna happen and you've just done it already. Anyway, so we're looking at Moody's. No sneezing. Obviously allergic to it, mate.
Oh, I get that.
So the seconds are ticking away as we cover whatever that means. They're things. But hey, how come we got no nipples this week? Who knows what that means? Anyway, so there's a photo of a moody. It's quite a hairy moody. And it goes, wow, what a furry little fella. Wow.
Love you. He showed me this furry little fella. What a Which one's that?
That one up there.
Full. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be crass. Yeah. That's a fella doing a mangina. That's got to be.
I see what you're saying.
I've never seen the pattern like that.
I absolutely see what you're saying.
It's how it's all pulled down?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like really quite thin at the top of the pubis. But it's not like, they haven't done a fade.
But look at the difference between that and, listeners, I wish we could upload this. Maybe it's a Patreon thing, which we don't have, but whatever, wishful thinking. Look at the legs in this one and this one. They're both splayed. This one is, they're closed.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. That's
pulled tight together. That is definitely.
That's fella doing the old press fruit bowl behind him.
Yeah, absolutely. And a furry little fella indeed. From Janali, New South Wales.
Yeah.
And then we got right below that, another one.
Yeah.
It says, this beaver is undeniably bushy. Excellent work. TB from Adelaide, South Australia.
Go pay more respects.
And it is, but I mean, it is. As it said, undeniably bushy.
Can't deny it.
But clearly a little moody in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Generally, yeah.
Now this one, the third one.
Yeah.
Ain't no denying there, moody there. I can see it. Yeah. And it says, it really does just look like a front bottom, doesn't it, Raiders? Thanks, MP. It does. That is the most. That's a little bum.
Oh.
It's the type of bum that Andy Griffiths would write about. That thing is gone absolutely psycho.
That is a bum that is on the verge of a mental breakdown. It's about to go. Absolutely.
But I'll tell you what, none of the two, because we're pretty, I guess, dubious about that first moody. That's a moody. I don't think it's a moody, but the other two definitely are, and they just look like normal moodies.
Try to squint for a little bit and imagine that is actually a bum, right? Actually, imagine that's taken from behind. That's a little tiny weird bum. Oh, 31 this year. 31 this year. I'm looking at a picture of a vagina from 30 years ago and going, squint and imagine it's a bum. Squint and imagine it's a little bum. That's fucked up.
That is very fucked up. Now, there are these like couple of cartoons and then we'll fuck off out of here. Do we want to talk about these cartoons?
Cartoons suck every time. Let's see if there's something else of a similar. Oh, they're so awful.
How deep in are we?
33 minutes, so I reckon we can round out with the next section here.
Yep.
Tats out. This is a new one. We haven't done this. Tats out.
No, we haven't.
All right, and now what this is we've never read one of these, but I've seen it. So it says here, send your tats to Tony's Tats Out, the Illustrated Man, 228 A Elizabeth Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. Write your name and address on the back of the pic so we don't lose and confuse the bastards. Include the artist's name if you want them mentioned, and if you're going to stage any tat-related events, let me know. I can inform the uninformed through these pages.
Great.
So it's a submit your own tats, right?
Yep.
Now, let's have a quick look here. This one here, it says, we've got the this traditional panther was inked by Tex from Ink City Tattooing in Victoria. We've got a lovely, lovely little panther there.
Yeah, about as classic as a panther tattoo gets, isn't it? You don't really get... I think the readers, just knowing, like our listeners, sorry, will understand what I mean by like a classic panther tattoo.
Mm.
But that is, you don't see that sort of tattoo getting around. Good. Thank fuck. Because they are just so fucking... It's like a panther and its claws have like been tattooed to look like they're digging into the skin.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Like
shit.
Awful shit. My brother has so many shit tattoos. You would have met my brother in Cairns.
Maybe I
fucking hell.
Oh, really? Really bad?
Fuck. He hates them all. And it's so funny because he's like, what, 46 now, I think.
Yeah.
And regrets all of them. But he's covered, like, base of the neck to, like, whole torso covered. He's got a full back piece Ned Kelly.
Yes, cunt.
It says, such is life. He's got, it says Aussie over the front in, like, those old tattoo letters.
Oh, old English.
Yeah, he's got a big scorpion in the style of this panther.
Oh, fuck, man. Tattoos were shit.
He's got, oh, my God. He's got torn up, like it looks like parts of his skin are torn and there's like a robot underneath. Like he's a...
No, one of those
he's
ones.
He's a robot under there.
Fucking
and
hell.
And he's also a tremendous father to three. Caring and loves, he loves gardening and he loves being outdoors and going for walks.
Fucking
he's
hell.
He's just like... I don't even see them anymore, but seeing this has prompted me to go like, that's right, he's covered in stupid fucking tattoos and he's a wonderful...
I mean, all tattoos are fucking stupid.
Oh.
Like, you can't... Like, drawing something on your fucking skin with a little needle. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But
pretty
that
cool.
used
Some
to be...
pretty cool.
Well, why are you wearing a long sleeve today?
Because I'm ashamed of my tattoos.
Hmm.
No, just kidding. I've got one and I love it. So this one...
It's a really cool tattoo that you did. I think it's very, very good. And you, if this magazine was still published today and they had a tats out section, why, I'd even help hold the camera to submit your fantastic little tattoo in the hope that you could take home $50 to maybe get the cunt removed.
No,
the you had a rage-free half hour.
No, you're
you're 6 minutes past it. I'm back on. Let's tear these cunts apart.
So here we have like a Pegasus sort of thing. The tat on Robert Parsons on Dunnelly, Victoria was done by Jeff Hill. Shit sort of unicorn looking thing on a weird grassy knoll. Obviously, I'd say, you know, probably 2 hour tat job, spent an hour 50 on everything else and then went, fuck, we better throw a tree in.
He's Can I have a look at some of them?
He's done a quick 10-minute tree job up top there.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, that's awful.
That is the shittest thing
ever.
Oh,
my God. Here we go. Let's just skip these other ones because they're fucking god-awful. Have a look at this one. It says, I'm a diehard cartoon fan. So Yosemite Sam is this week's winner. It's owned by Oscar Maringen, whatever, from Woodville, SA, and was tattooed by Goma. Oh, my God. If your name's fucking Goma, you don't get to draw on me, cunt.
Goma?
Goma. Like Goma.
Gallery of Modern Art.
No. Like Goma. It's spelled like Goma, like Goma Pyle.
Oh,
like
right.
The dumbest cunt ever. Of Queenstown, SA. Have a look at this. It's a back piece. Fuck off. It's a back piece of Yosemite Sam. And if you can you work out what's the bottom? See the grey things at the bottom? Can you work out what that is? It's Yosemite Sam as like on this guy's back.
Oh,
and
it
looks like
shit.
I can
easily figure out what that is.
Yeah, what is it?
Do you know what it is?
Yep.
It's Bug Bunny's ears.
Yeah. So he's got Yosemite Sam.
At the top of his ass crack, it's got Bugs Bunny's ears.
Imagine that. That looks on it. And you know what that looks like? Do you remember when you were in primary school? As in, do you remember right now? Because we're in primary school.
Yes.
And you used to try to draw your favorite characters. Like in the back of your exercise book?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a child has tried to draw a Yosemite Sam, or it looks like the knockoff Yosemite Sam like pencil case that you'd get.
The
one they've been producing like Bangladesh.
Yeah. Tommy just came back from Bali.
Yeah.
He got us all pencil cases.
Yeah.
Yosemite Sim. He got us a Yosemite Sim. Oh, and Big Bunny. Oh, he got us a Big Bunny one.
Oh, look, Davey Duck.
Davey Duck.
Oh, Davey Duck.
He's got it. He's gotten us a bloody. Oh my god.
What?
Comet the Frog.
I love Comet the Frog and Miss Poggy.
Comet the Frog, Miss Poggy.
All the other Mippets.
All of the Mippets.
And everyone from Sesame Road.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for coming back from Bali with all these yummy things. Very funny. Oh, well, bit of fun.
Bit of fun. There you go.
Bit of fun indeed. Well, once again, thank you very much for listening in. We'll be back next week with, I guess, we won't have.
Is
much
there, do you want to have a look? We've got, there's a taxi driver one. I'm obviously not going to read this now. So we've got that one left. That's a gripping yarn we could do next week. Yep. You've got, oh, we've got the home girls.
Home girls, pretty spooky.
Look at that, look
stuff
at that rear action
there.
View there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then we've got home girl of the week. Then,
yeah, oh, that's a beautiful one.
Yeah.
I'll keep that page. But. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. We will be back for more smutty fun next week.
Thank you.
Hooroo.
And goodbye. Hooroo.
Bye now.
Hooroo. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.